again, good morning, and welcome to Crosstalk Urban Style Hugging Neck Radio. Marcia Sumner on this side. Let's go right to our praise lines, and I have Joanne Gowan Dennis. Did I say this right?
It's Jean Gowan Dennis.
Oh, boy, I'm twisted today. Okay, Jean Gowan Dennis. Jean, again, first of all, thank you so very much for your patience. Thank you for holding on. We had to go through this transition piece in here this morning.
And, oh, well, thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure, sweetie. My pleasure. Now, she is the author of the book Running Barefoot on Holy Ground, Childlike Intimacy with God. That speaks volumes right there. That speaks volumes right there. Now, Jean, what we usually do, and again, I apologize for jacking up your name. I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. I hate to do that. I guess I was just kind of caught up in a moment. But Jean, we want to always start off, first of all, here on Book Bites to talk about you, you know, and then what we do maybe midway through the piece, we will start talking about the book. Mm-hmm. Now, how did you become a writer? Let's find out the 411 on you. How did you become a writer?
Well, it's not something that I grew up really wanting to do, mm-hmm. except in fifth grade. My next-door neighbor and I were best friends, and we wrote the first chapter of a Nancy Drew book. And that was during the summer, and then, you know, after the summer ended, that was the end of our writing. And it wasn't until I quit work when I had my daughter and I decided that I wanted to do something else at home besides being a homemaker. Mm-hmm. And because I had been an extension agent in horticulture and, you know, I was busy and with people all the time. And so I thought, well, I'll try writing. And it took me about 10 or 15 years to get published. But
wow.
Yeah. Well, I first started writing, didn't succeed right away. So then I tried art and then I was a songwriter for 13 years. And then I went back to writing.
Oh, you say a songwriter?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, wonderful, wonderful. That's good. That is good. Now, and you said it's something that you didn't really want to do. It's just something that just happened?
Well, it wasn't something that I realized I wanted to do. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
I think it just took me a long time to figure out that mm-hmm. that was who I was. I'm just a creative person. God made me that
Amen.
Way.
Amen.
And it just took me a while to figure that out.
Okay. Oh, boy, and thank God for his faithfulness, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness gracious. How many books have you written? Is this the first
one? I have
11.
Yes.
And it took you how long to write this particular one?
This particular book was the first one on my heart, but it took, it was the 10th book published.
Wow.
Yeah, it took me 7 years to write it.
7 years. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the fullness. Right.
Yes. Exactly.
That's complete right there. Then, like they said, that's a done deal. 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness. Now, you've worked with many children through the years, but you drew your stories from your childhood. So mm-hmm. how did that piece work for Running Barefoot on Holy Ground?
How did my childhood work, mm-hmm. work for that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm one of 8 children, and, mm-hmm. you know, I took stories from my childhood and also my siblings' children's childhood and then a lot of friends' children's, you know, their experiences with their children. Mm-hmm. Plus, I've worked with children for many years, but my family really was the main source of the stories that I used
oh,
in the book.
Okay.
My parents are... just, they were always really godly people.
Mm-hmm.
I watched them depending on the Lord. And my dad has only one hand. He had an amputation before I was born.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was an inspiration to all of us because in all the years growing up, I heard him complain about not having that hand only once, and that was when he was doing plumbing
mm-hmm.
underneath the sink, and I was helping him.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it was just a quick little thing. Oh, I wish I had my hand. And that was it. It was so not an issue that when friends would come over and they'd say, "What happened to your dad's hand?" we'd kind of go, "What? Huh?"
Right,
because he never made a big deal of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they just, I don't know, they just really taught us what it is to have childlike faith in the Lord. And, you know, my brothers and sisters, they're just, you know, they're all different. And we had all kinds of fun things growing up. Like one time my little brother was swinging from a tree,
mm-hmm.
and like Tarzan, and thought he was, you know, really cool and everything. But then he got stuck up there, and we had to get somebody to get
him. Oh, my goodness.
You know, we had a lot of stories like that. But in the book, you know, I don't mention that one, but one of the things that did that I do mention is that same little brother was playing with matches and started our house on fire.
Oh, my.
And, you know, in the book I talk about the power of sin over us, and and that's one of the examples. And he had no idea as a little six-year-old what the consequences of that little disobedience could be. You know, so there's just a lot of stories about my family. It was really great growing up in a big family, and we're all still close.
Wow, that is great. Again, you should have put that in the book. You shouldn't have not put that in the book that he got caught up in the tree.
Well,
that's
maybe
not
put that in the next book.
Again, we're speaking with Jean Dennis, the author of the book Running Barefoot on Holy Ground. It's childlike intimacy with God. What about your ministry the focus of your ministry? And that, I understand that that's on your website, but for those that are not able to go right to the website, tell us about that focus.
Well, my focus is passing on the heritage of truth in this era of spiritual and cultural confusion.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And that's a three-part process. The first is to help people grow in intimacy with the Creator. The second is apply scriptural truth to everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
And the third is to pass on the heritage of truth to others.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a blog on the website that's for parents and grandparents to help them pass on the heritage of truth to their children and grandchildren.
Okay. Well, listening to you, Jean, why is truth so important to you?
Well, when I was in college, I rejected everything that I had ever heard about God. I believed what I was hearing from professors, that the Bible was mythology, God was dead. They convinced me that I'd evolved from some cosmic slime and that freedom was being able to do whatever I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually the Lord got hold of me and I discovered the truth that all that supposed freedom hadn't made me happy, because I was really in bondage to sin,
mm-hmm.
and that sin had separated me from God.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have real freedom as a bondservant of Christ.
All right now.
Yeah.
Wow. So that has a whole lot to do with, you know, how you minister now. I'm sure it does. But
yes, I just
that transition piece.
I don't want to see other mm-hmm. people end up in the bondage I was in.
My Lord.
Yeah.
Wow. Again, speaking with Jean Dennis, the author of the book Running Barefoot on Holy Ground. I declare I love that title. I really, really do.
Thank you. That took 5 years to come up with.
What, the title?
The title, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, 5 years.
Wow.
Why was it so? I was excited that the publishers kept it.
Huh?
I was excited that the publishers kept it.
Okay, but why was it such a struggle with the title?
Well, it was a struggle even to find out what the book was going to turn out to be.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that I was to write it. And it was a real growth process while I was writing the book.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, I just knew that was what it was supposed to be. And once I had the title, the rest of it fell together.
Wow. Now, that's good. Because, you know, people, you've heard people, I'm sure, being an author. The book is there. And, okay, what is it? What is the name of this? You know, and you have about 5 or 10 titles. And mm-hmm. you really don't know. Now, is that something that you come up with the title, or is it the publisher's job to do that?
Generally, the publisher expects you to come up with a working title, and then once they've decided to accept the book, they will ask you for several other potential titles.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but they get the final say.
Okay.
So I was glad they kept my title.
Okay. Well, okay. Well, you had mentioned earlier about writing, music.
Yes.
And now, how does that, I know that evidently that singing piece is part of your ministry, but how does that connect with what you're doing now?
Well, I really hadn't been doing much singing because, you know, I had an okay voice. It wasn't great, and I don't know that it's great now, but it's at least anointed now, because last summer I totally lost my voice. I couldn't speak without pain, and I couldn't sing at all, not even Jesus Loves Me with my granddaughter.
Mm-hmm.
And then I felt the Lord telling me to go and have the elders pray over me. And I had to do that in front of the whole church, which was a little out of my comfort zone. But I obeyed. It was little steps of childlike faith. And then, you know, nothing happened. And then God told me to go to choir rehearsal. I went to choir rehearsal. By the end of the rehearsal, I could sing, but not great.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 weeks later, he told me to volunteer to be a soloist. So I went for the audition, and when I started to audition, a different voice came out of my mouth. And ever since then, I've been doing solos on a regular basis at my own church, and then I'm also ministering in other churches mm-hmm. with my singing and speaking now. My so goodness. The Lord just did something really wonderful and allowed me to sing.
Much is given, much is required.
That's right, exactly.
And, you know, you say, okay, God, wait a minute. I have the plate before me, and I don't know if any more can get on the plate, but then, you know, greater is he.
Absolutely.
Greater is he. Wow, my goodness. Were there any struggles in writing your book, Jean?
Oh, yes. Anytime I write a book, and I've found that my other Christian author friends have the same problem, you have a lot of spiritual warfare that's going on.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, before this interview, I've had all kinds of mechanical things go wrong in the house, mm-hmm. and even with my computer. So it's, Satan doesn't like it when we're serving the Lord, and especially when we're serving him in a public venue where you actually are going to be reaching more people.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to fight against you, and I had a lot of struggles while I was writing the book.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and then when I'd start to give up, I just knew, I got this urging from the Holy Spirit that if I did not finish this book, I was in disobedience. And that's enough to scare me into doing it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What about support system? Was that within your family? You speak so highly of your family. Was that your support system?
My family, definitely. My parents mm-hmm. especially, they pray for us all the time.
Amen.
And I could always count on them, that my mother, my father, my sisters especially, I could call on them and say, please pray for me, and they would. But there were also some people in the church, and now I'm in some writers' groups that we have prayer request lines, and we are constantly praying for one another.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Well, again, we're speaking with Jean Dennis, who is the author of the book Running Barefoot on Holy Ground. It's Childlike Intimacy with God. Now, when you keep saying childlike intimacy, it's just like, it's not for children. It's just that type of mentality.
Yes, it's become, Jesus said that we have to be as little children.
Absolutely.
In order to enter the kingdom of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So I started thinking, so what exactly does that mean? Having worked with children for so many years, I knew the bad sides of little children and the mm-hmm. good sides of little children. And so I just started exploring that. What sort of childlike qualities is God looking for in us in order for us to enter the kingdom of heaven?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's how I started writing the book, was exploring those kinds of things.
Oh, okay. Now I understand, because I'm just, wait a minute. Now, why is, in your own opinion about your book, why is Running Barefoot on Holy Ground so needed at this point in time?
Well, in this book, I try to help people understand through a series of chapters that are in three parts who God really is and who we are in relation to him.
Mm-hmm.
The first section of the book is identification, identifying with him as our father and creator and, you know, our daddy that we can, you know, count on. And the second part is illumination, where we deal with sin. And sometimes our daddy doesn't do things the way we hope he will. And sometimes even tragedy happens and he doesn't stop it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third section is about the intimacy, where we have childlike humility. We allow him to be who he is as our creator, our savior, our Lord, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, you know. And so I just think it's really important, because so many people have a skewed image of who God is. They've given up on him. They've become they turn inward. They become self-centered. They think too much about their own needs and desires. When really, the reason that we are here is to glorify the God who made us.
Amen.
By becoming the people he wants us to be and doing the work he prepared for us to do. And that's what will give us the joy and the fulfillment that we all seek.
Well, what does being childlike, you know, what does that look like? And you can take your time and just answer this if you feel so led to. You know, what does being childlike look like when God seems so far off? Or like you said, when he's silent, when he's not saying anything?
It's like trust. It's,
okay,
it's like
goes right back to
child
that.
Mm-hmm. Or a little baby in a dark room crying for its mom. And, you know, maybe for a long time, and knowing deep down that eventually that mom will come. It's just having that trust that he is there, even though, you know, sometimes he seems like he isn't. We have to trust who he is and not what our feelings or our experience at the time are, you know.
I do this to just about every author that comes on Crosstalk, Jean, so
okay.
I have to do it to you as well.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to set it up, and she's just laughing. Oh, my God. No, I'm going to set it up. You were at a book signing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you have all your imagery on of tables and backdrops, and it looks really nice. It's really drawing people to your table.
Mm-hmm.
And a person, maybe a family would come to you, male, female, and, you know, a couple of kids or whatever, would walk up to your table and, you know, say, "Hi, Jean, how are you? Yada, yada, yada. Why should I buy your book? Why should I buy? The title drew me over here, but why should I buy your book?" And your response would be?
My response would be that I really believe it will help you to grow in your relationship with the Lord and to find that delight and that childlike relationship with him that we sometimes lose, especially as we become older in the faith.
Mm-hmm. And you would think as we become older, and we're just dialoguing here, as we become older in faith, that do you think that our relationship with God gets stronger? I mean, that, you know,
I think it could be different. Definitely get stronger, and
okay.
It should get stronger.
Okay.
But I think it can sometimes get a little stale.
Mm. Okay.
And this, you know, being childlike adds a freshness to it.
Mm-hmm. And I believe that. I believe that, especially like you are saying, if you don't have a relationship with Christ, you know, that is like an elementary book. You know, so the person that comes up to you and says that, well, why should I? And then, you know, you would go on just with what you said. But it would be like, you know, this is a piece that they could read to their children.
No, this is an adult book.
This is an adult. No, but they can give, you know, different things from it, from what they read.
Oh, yeah.
Because you said passing it on.
Yeah. They learn from it to their children.
Absolutely.
In fact, I think it will help them to learn more about childlikeness by observing their children, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Again, listeners, the number is 1-888-432-1580. Speaking with Jean Dennis, the author of the book Running Barefoot on Holy Ground, Childlike Intimacy with God. And like you say, that's our first calling, is to really worship him and be in intimacy with him.
Yeah.
And what I wanted to ask you is this: what do you, we know why a person would buy the book. Okay, you just sold a book.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now that same person, you know, purchased the book and everything, but in your heart as they walk away, what do you want them to get from it? You know, and it's some kind of like, the question is somewhat rhetorical to what you gave before, but I mean, in your heart, you know, before anybody would come to the table, before the book was even published, it was something in your heart, in your spirit, that you want people to get. When you read this book, you know, what is it that you want them to walk away with?
I want them to reach the point where they love the Lord so much that every breath is an act of worship.
Mm. My goodness. Well, I guess that's that. Wow. Okay. My goodness. That does it for me. You know, that will definitely do it for me. That title just got me. You know, that just got me. As it relates to the contents of the book, was there a chapter or a you know, season, if you will, where it was really a struggle for you? You know, sometimes in writing, you know, you just get there and you say, okay, I can't move. What is it? Am I missing something? I'm not propelled to move on. Have you ever gotten to a point like that in this book?
Oh, sure. Several times.
Oh, you say several times.
Several times.
Wow.
One of the hard chapters to write was Childlike Freedom.
Okay.
Which I believe is the second to the last chapter in the book.
Okay.
Yeah, childlike freedom, because, you know, freedom in Christ is so different from what we see as freedom. Mm-hmm. And I divided that into freedom to be yourself, freedom to follow, because, you know, you have to make that choice, and freedom from fear, and the freedom of submission, mm-hmm. freedom for passion mm-hmm. towards the Lord, and freedom for praise. Mm. That one was a little bit hard to write. And then, of course, the ones on sin. I mean, that's always
hard, isn't it? Yeah. I tell you. My goodness gracious. Yeah. Wow. 1-888-432-1580. Now, you know, let me pose this to you. You know, there could be those out there, Gene, who are saying to themselves, okay, yeah, all this sounds great. All of this is nice. But how do I actually get there in my walk with Christ? What would you say to them? You know, how do they get there?
Well,
surrender, I'm sure, but...
I'm sorry?
I said surrendering is one thing, I'm sure, but how would you articulate that?
Well, gaining intimacy with God is like learning to walk as a baby. It's one tiny step at a time. We have to be honest with ourselves about our sinfulness, you know, especially mm-hmm. as we've been in the church longer. You know, we tend to start thinking that, well, we're not sinners. Well, we are. Even just thinking I'm not a sinner is a prideful issue. So it's just one step at a time, realizing that we need to be totally dependent on Him, that we need to be glorifying Him in everything we do, that nothing that we do should give glory to us. Mm-hmm. It all belongs to Him. Mm-hmm. It's just a step-by-step thing, and it's learning to trust Him one little thing at a time.
My goodness. I was here, sitting here, Gene, listening to this last statement, and I was out on last evening, and I love crabs. So
oh, yeah.
I love crabs. I was out last night eating some crabs
uh-huh.
and some of my friends. And we were in the car coming back here to the station, really. And we got to talking. And one of the young men said, well, Marsha, have you heard this particular song out? You know, and I said, what? He said, I just have a need to share this with you. So we pulled up and everything, and it was a song about trust.
Oh.
And I tell you, and here, and then when we're talking, you know, your whole emphasis is on trust.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, you know, there comes a time in our lives of Gene and I know where we have to quit perpetrating and get real with God.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
And when we do that and all of the prompt and circumstance and all that stuff, you know, it's just like stripping, taking the mask off and the whole nine, getting raw in His face.
Exactly.
And just saying, God, I trust You. You know, mm-hmm. You know everything. You know everything I'm in. You know everything I'm stuck in and all of the things that I'm going through in my mind. You know it all, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, what I need to do, and sometimes it's hard to do.
Yeah.
But sometimes, you know, I'm at a point now where I said, I must teach me. And there's nothing wrong with that. Teach me how to trust You.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and we were in there, you know, just going forth in the Lord talking about trust. You know, and here we, I get in here this morning, and, okay, I
understand. God's got a message.
Well, I know it has to be trust.
Yeah.
You know, even when, you know, even to the part where I was asking, you know, with people, you know, what does a childlike of intimacy with God, how does that look when God seems so far away or when He's not saying anything?
Mm-hmm.
He has a right to be silent.
Yeah,
and when He is, that's when you can't trace Him,
mm-hmm.
you know. So what do? You trust Him.
Yeah.
And it's
you
not that.
You trust who He is.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. And it's not that easy to do.
No, it's very difficult at times.
It is so hard,
yeah.
You know, because we always, you know, and I know that that's the whole piece and the bottom line, if you will, in your book. No, it's not about you. It's about you trusting Him.
Right.
You know. And that's hard to do. It's hard to do. And I believe a lot of people would attest to this. And, you know, it's two things for me. And I'm sure, you know, you, Gene, can respond to this, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's trusting God and then waiting.
Yeah.
I mean, those two pieces, my goodness, I'll be in his face until he comes back here. You know,
yeah.
Lord, help me to trust you, you know. And with the type of book that you have, you know, childlike intimacy, you know, it's not that deep. It's not that hard to understand. And
yeah.
once the, like you said, the adult gets it,
uh-huh.
you know, the kids can't read the book. I understand that. But they can, it's probably easier to relate to them about it.
One of the stories that I tell in my book is about this, it's a man who went on a mission trip mm-hmm. to, I don't remember which African country right now, and some of the people that lived in this very small village wanted to be baptized, and they said, okay, well, we'll take you over the hill to the water hole. Well, they went for miles over the hill to the water hole, and everyone was really sedate, and he didn't quite understand why. But when the first person was baptized, he got all excited, shouting and everything. They found out later that these people actually believed that they were going to die because they knew that they were going to die to Christ, you know, die in Christ and then rise in him.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had taken care of everything as if they were dying. And so they were just so excited to find out they really were going to stay alive after they were baptized. But they loved the Lord so much and trusted him so much that they wanted to obey, even if it meant dying.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Sold out completely.
Yes.
Sold out completely.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. My goodness. Wow. That I mean, that's an act of faith and trust right there. My goodness.
Yeah.
Wow. And I guess we all need to get to that point. Everybody has their own road, their own way to get there. But I believe we mm-hmm. all have to get to that point.
Yeah.
And we strive daily. You know, we die daily, you know, where we get to the point where we can say, you know, God, yet, you know, yet will I trust you. You know,
yes.
yet will I trust
no,
you.
No, he slay me.
Yes. 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 See, I ain't
exactly.
want to go there, but you.
Well,
but
I
that's
mean,
true.
We really do have to reach that point.
Hey,
if he is who we believe him to be,
mm-hmm.
the creator, the Lord of everything, then he has the right to do whatever he wants to with his creatures.
Mm-hmm.
And we owe him everything, especially because he saved us. You know,
oh,
by
absolutely.
Jesus.
Yes, yes. My goodness.
We're bought with a huge price.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And some of us don't even understand that piece.
Yeah.
We don't understand that piece. Again, listeners, you certainly are welcome to call 1-888-432-1581 to put it out there. So, you know, maybe, you know, it's easy for you to have that childlike intimacy with God. Maybe the other, you know, maybe some other books, Gene, are so deep. You know, maybe people talking to you is just so deep and intimidating that you need something, you know, that really breaks it down. What does it really feel like to sit in? Climb up on God's knee and lay in his chest. You know, how you know that's intimacy, that's love. So, you know, things like that can really make it easy. And the devil would have it be that it is confusing.
Oh,
you
absolutely.
Know? The Bible says people that don't understand it's like foolishness to them. But
yeah.
but again, we go back and say, greater is he that is in us
than he is in
amen,
the world.
Amen, church. Amen. What about the responses? I'm sure you've gotten some feedback from people in your about your book.
Yeah, I've had really good response. People have. One lady told me that she and her friend used it on a cruise, and they really enjoyed going through the book on the cruise because I have little exercises that you can do to kind of help you get back to some childlikeness there at the end of each chapter. And so they were enjoying doing that on the cruise. And just a lot of people have told me that it's really helped them to get that childlike intimacy with God again. One lady who was a child in Mississippi, she said that she could hear her daddy's voice calling her in from the pasture to the dinner table, and that stirred within her the same yearning to run to her heavenly daddy as she was
wow.
reading the book. So mm-hmm. that's kind of exciting.
My goodness gracious. What about when you go out to churches and things of that nature? How does that work for you in ministry?
How does it work?
Yeah, as it relates to your book, are they receptive of it, you know?
Yes.
Okay.
People tend to really like it, they buy it.
Well, amen. That means they like it. Yeah. Yeah, well, at least they want to support you.
I'm sorry?
I said at least they want to support you.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, I mean, I just have to keep remembering it. It's not about me.
Mm-hmm.
It
mm-hmm.
really isn't. It's about glorifying the Lord and, mm-hmm. and helping people to get closer to Him. And, mm-hmm. and you know, writing this book has helped me to grow in that. You know, I've learned to, I don't know, to not really care as much about attention to me or even success,
mm-hmm.
because to mm-hmm. me now success is doing God's will.
Amen, amen.
And so whether the book does well or doesn't do well, I feel like that's in God's hands. I do my part, but, you know, He is God, and if He wants to use this to bring glory to Him and bring people closer to Him, then I'm all for it.
Now, you know, I remember earlier when we were talking, you were talking about when you were in college, you were against everything anybody ever said about our Heavenly Father.
Yeah.
And now look at you. I had to get that in there.
God is a miracle worker, isn't he?
I tell you, He does everything full and complete. Everything full and complete. And you know, it's something, because I know you sit down and marvel at the works of God. I do. I think a lot of people do. Like,
oh, yeah.
You know, I know I didn't do this. You did it. And then for someone to say, I didn't even believe in who you are. I didn't even believe in what you did. I didn't believe in anything, you mm-hmm. know, your characteristics, your attributes, or anything.
Yeah.
And now, here we go.
Yeah.
I'm writing books about you. I'm talking about you. I'm singing about you.
Right.
I mean,
I can't even look at a sunset without saying, wow, God, you did a good job.
I know that's nothing but a God could have done it.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my goodness
yeah.
gracious. Well, I want to, first of all, it's 10:47. I want to, again, thank you, Jean, so very much for coming on and sharing.
Oh, thank you so much.
I love it. I love it. I love the book. Running barefoot on holy ground. That whole thing is like running barefoot on holy ground. Well, we know about the holy ground piece,
mm-hmm.
but running barefoot means that you've taken off your shoes, meaning you've taken off everything that is not like God. You know,
that's right.
You've taken off everything, and you're running barefoot on holy ground.
And you're doing it in total humility.
Wow. Wee. Now, Jean, I'm going to give you an opportunity, you know, whatever is on your heart, sis, if you want to, you know, say something to the listeners, you know, something that's been in your heart for a while, something you just want to share as maybe, you know, words of encouragement or whatever, I'm going to give you a couple of minutes to do that.
Okay. Well, I just want to encourage everybody to delight in our Heavenly Father. Think of Him as your Abba, your Daddy. Identify with Him as the person who loves you more than anyone in the entire universe and who has your best interest in mind at all times, even when things that are bad are happening. Start observing nature as a child of the King. You know, Look at a rose, smell a rose, and even if you've studied horticulture or botany like I have, don't think about what you learned in science. Instead, wonder at the fact that something is making that beautiful scent. Something is making the sap flow through those beautiful petals and making them feather soft. And just praise God for every little thing that you see that He has done. And, you know, He will inhabit our praises. And the more we praise Him sincerely, the closer we will become to Him. I guess that's about it.
Okay.
I just want to encourage people to wake up in the morning and say, wow, I get to spend the day with my Daddy.
My goodness. I love that. I love it. Well, sweetie, it's been wonderful talking to you and dialoguing with you. And,
yeah, I've enjoyed it. Thank you.
Yes, my pleasure. And take care.
You too.
God bless, sis.
You too. Bye-bye.
Wonderful. Oh, wow. Can you believe that? You know, running barefoot on holy ground. Oh, that'll preach. That right there with preaching. I was just sitting there remembering, you know, the stripping process, you know, the stripping off of everything, you know, that's not like God, and then take off your shoes, you know, on holy ground, running barefoot on holy ground, take the mask off, you know, all those things that aren't like God, that give him no glory, and run barefoot on holy ground.